Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Walters, W-A-L-T-E-R-S, 12690. Today is 6/12/23. Aaron is a 32-year-old gentleman complaining of bilateral ear pain. Feels like he's got an ear infection. Also, he wants to be checked for STD. Also, he's got some lesions on his penis that he's concerned about. Other review of system includes history of leg pain, arm pain, history of vertigo. Has had some prostate issues and some swelling in his neck consistent with lymphadenopathy. Patient is 32 years old. He is single. He drives a tugboat, T-U-G-B-O-A-T. He's either gone either 30 days or 72 days at a time. Period. New paragraph, he has no allergies, family history. Doesn't know much about his mother. Well, I'll come back to that in a minute. Allergen or drug allergy, medications, none, COVID immunization, up-to-date times two, surgery, nothing, past medical problem, negative, social, he does smoke half a pack a day, doesn't drink alcohol. He also, never been married, never doesn't have children. On the review of system put down, also he's got to notice there's nodules in his abdominal wall that he's somewhat concerned about today. There's no pain, there's no other other issues associated with his lesions, period. Let's see, COVID, let's see, mom, he doesn't know much about his mom. His dad died in 2017 with complication of diabetes. There's no family history of colon cancer. On exam, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, he's 33 years old. Review of system as above, by the way, allergen none. Then he weighs 267. He says that his weight has been pretty stable, 97%, 98, 16, 62, 126 over 77. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs, three ronchi, abdomen soft, TMs are slightly red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. There's definitely anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted and logical non-focal skin. Shows no rash except there's some patchy rash around his shaft penis. Assessment number one, sinusitis. Number two, check for STD, including chlamydia, gonorrhea, HSV 1 and 2, HIV, RPR, also vitamin D, PSA, lipids, CBC, CMP, hemoglobin A1C. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck is what's causing patient swelling and his concern. Next one is family history of stroke and history of vertigo. Caused us to look at his parotid. There's no evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesion. Note that the vertigo appears to be related to a sinus infection. Next one is abdominal pain related to postnasal drip. Next one is arm pain and leg pain, most likely related to his activity as a tugboat captain. Next number, BPH symptoms with minimal BPH. Next number, palpitations with negative echocardiogram. Next number, we'll call patient with the results of the blood work as soon as available. Thank you.